It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the month of October, and that fifth week brought in the third week of strength or gains for most of the grains. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about another stronger weekly performance for the markets.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, for the third week in a row, we saw the grains post gains for their weekly close, all except Minneapolis wheat. Minneapolis wheat only had strength last week, and the week before and this last week, we did see a little bit of pressure coming into the Minneapolis market. But for the most part, because of the trade deal and the talk of the trade deal with China, soybeans, corn, and the winter wheat contracts have been able to push higher and post some pretty good gains here over the last couple of 2-3 weeks. This last week, of course, being very strong as far as soybeans, pushing the soybean market up to levels, well, new contract highs for the year. So we've virtually erased all of our losses here over the last growing season and so far through this one to post new highs in soybeans. Now, that doesn't mean that this rally is over by any stretch of the imagination, as we're just starting to get kind of the final or the real details of the trade deal. That's really what's going to continue to help push this market, is seeing just where the real details of the trade agreement is, and any kind of a out for China. If they're locked into buying 25 million metric ton of soybeans from the U.S. over the next 3 years, that certainly is going to be a friendly towards the marketplace, even though it's about the same as what they bought over the last the previous 5 years on average. It's still pretty exciting to see that soybeans are going to be sold to China for the next 3 years, no matter what the production or no matter what happens as far as South America is concerned. But overall, we did see some pretty good gains here for this week. Minneapolis wheat, as I said, did not fare very well. It finished down 2 to 4 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 20 to 21 cents. Kansas City was up 18 to 23. Rains down there slowing down harvest for soybeans, causing delayed planting, helping to support the winter wheat. As far as corn was up 7 to 8 cents, and the big strength came, of course, in soybeans, as they were up 55 to 58 cents, and again, as I said, setting new contract highs. Soybean meal also continues to be a very strong market because of demand. That was up $27 to $28. Bean oil, though, struggling right now. That was down almost $1.60. And canola, following more so the bean oil than it is anything else, it did finish with gains, but only $4 to $5 gains. Cattle continue to struggle. Live cattle actually didn't finish mixed, with the front month of October expiring up almost $3, while the deferreds were down $4. Feeder cattle did see losses pretty much across the board. The expiring October was down $7, while the deferred contracts were down close to $13. And in the hog market, we did see a little bit losses for the most part. In the outside markets, crude oil was down 60 cents. Gold was up $117. The dollar was up close to 0.9 cents, and the Dow Jones gained 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.